welcome to another episode of Happy Hamstrings. I'm Julie Brown, the hostess with the mostest, the yogi with the mosty, and I'm podcasting from Alabama. You can check out my fitness certifications on my website. That's yogijulz.com, Y-O-G-I-J-U-L-Z. Once again, that's yogijulz.com. You can check out some photo galleries, links to articles, the fitness schedule, and you can subscribe to my YouTube, my Patreon, my Instagram, all those things from my website directly. If you've been keeping up, you know that yesterday I walked home from the car shop because I had to drop off my husband's car, not once but twice. And I got on a three-way call because I thought, oh, when I get on this call, it's going to be something really complicated and he's going to speak, you know, a language that only mechanics and people who know about cars could possibly understand. And I'm going to forget whatever word he uses. I'm going to forget something. So I got my husband on the line and then I called the shop so that he could hear like a three-way call. And as it turned out, it wasn't complicated at all. The mechanic basically was like, hey, that thing we thought we fixed, it turned out we had the part that we bought for it, but we never fixed it. So anyway, now it's fixed. That was a whole lot of extra trouble, really for no reason. On the other hand, yoga made me have a big victory because I didn't freak out. I didn't go like, the Alabama was coming out when I started to say, I didn't be like, when my behavior was good yesterday, I was so proud of myself. Like, I didn't go off on him. I wasn't all like, how could you? I just got the key, got the car, and left. I didn't freak out. I was just like, hey, stuff happens. And I mean, I wasn't just like repressing it. I was genuinely okay. Now, that might not sound like a big deal to like some of you, but those of you who have anxieties, like the way I've conquered, well, working on conquering, well, let's just say conquered for the sake of empowerment. I wasn't repressing anger. I was really just like, okay, well, that was a lot of extra trouble for nothing. And then I just let it go. And then I was amazed I was able to do that. So yoga and meditation, mindfulness, it's helped me come a long way, especially when so many people want to try to set you off. And then something like that happens. Like, you know, it was a genuine mistake. He wasn't trying to set me off. It just seems like, you know, when it rains, it pours. Speaking of which, I've been digging a trench on the side of my house. I've talked about that on a couple of episodes. You know, I think that all those sledgehammer exercises I did in F45 really helped me to get ready for this. Like, I was training to do yard work. Now, my yard work has become my training because my arms, I mean, my deltoids and my shoulder, that's my shoulders. My arms are sore. My deltoids, which are my shoulder muscles, all sore. Bicep, tricep, I'm feeling it in my forearms even. Just, oh my goodness. I really needed the workout, I guess. Also, a note of gratitude for Yogi Robin yesterday. She treated me to a movie and dinner. Thank you so much, Robin, if you catch this episode. It was just really nice to get out and do something. I haven't been to the movies since whenever the Spider-Man Far From Home had first come out. And I'm really not sure when that was. I think it was 2 years ago. And it was interesting to go to the movies, and it was interesting to look around and see that we were the only two watching In the Heights. Of course, we did go on a Tuesday to a matinee, and we had the theater all to ourselves. And she wanted to go look around the mall, so we did a little bit of that. There's really not that many stores left in our mall, and I've heard that that's like not just our mall, that all indoor malls are kind of becoming outdoor malls. They're transitioning to more like big strip malls and parking lots, which makes for a lot more driving. So what are you doing to reduce your waste. Robin inspired me by telling me that she has found some kind of shampoo in the form of a bar, like soap, and it's just wrapped with a piece of paper, like when you get soap that's handmade and wrapped with paper. So instead of having the plastic bottle waste, she's got shampoo that's in the form of like a bar, and she doesn't have to wash her hair every day with it. And then I actually read some articles about if you switch to where you're doing like a different way with your hair and not using detergents, but you're cleansing it, genuinely cleansing it once a week. I was reading these articles that basically said at first your hair will be greasy and then your hair will become much healthier, like the natural oils come out and it looks like much, much cleaner. Like at first it transitions. So I guess that's what she did, because, you know, I don't see any kind of awkward transition. Like, her hair just looks really great. And I'm like, how? I mean, I can't really wash my hair once a week. Like, how does it look so good? And you're probably wondering, like, Julie, why can't you wash your hair once a week? Well, as I've said before, I've got a slight germophobia, also known as mesophobia, I believe. And I'm not going to lie down on the gym floor and then get in my bed. I'm just not going to do it. I can't do it. I like physically can't make myself do that. So, yeah, as long as I'm working at a gym, I probably will keep showering daily. It's just part of the routine, until I start to become fully retired and only work out at home, if that ever happens. As far as the job searching goes, I haven't filled out any more applications because I'm wanting to go all in this fall with my business. Just yoga, F45, water aerobics. I've put myself down for, they're starting a new class, jumping on tiny trampolines. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to start looking for music that I would consider the beat to be bouncy. I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell anybody about that. So shh, don't tell anybody about the jump thing. That still hasn't actually happened yet. It's just like a maybe. Maybe it's going to happen. So we'll see. If we get trampolines for sure, then I'll let you know. Debating about going to the pool today. I really should be cutting my grass, digging the ditch. Oh, I don't feel that motivated to do the other yard work when I've got so much work done on the other side of things. And I'm always a big fan of taking away lately. Like, I don't want to add more stuff. Like, I don't want more. I want less. So I'm not going to be adding to my yard. I want to be taking things out of it. The only thing I would be potentially adding over the next year is when I start potting cacti. I've decided I like to do gardening with succulents ever since someone gifted me a cactus, which at first I had mixed feelings about that. Like, what am I going to do with this? I don't want to put it where I will walk into it. But then, you know, I realized it's a great natural fence. It's a barrier. So I've planted it just off the edge of my property in a very sunny spot, and it spread like wildfire. And I discovered by accident that I can just, if you knock off a little piece, like a leaf, you can just repot it in a little pot, and it's perfect. So I don't know. I think that that's going to be my farmer's market next year. I will have plants, not just cacti. I'm going to have plants. That was originally my plan for this year. I put out a bunch of seeds for peppermint and some other things, but not that much came up because it rained really hard. I mean, it poured. And the types of seeds I used, with the amount of rain we had, it likely just got washed away. Even though I had some of it in little pots, I mean, it rained really hard for 2 weeks. So that was about the same time the strawberry farm got destroyed. I've noticed when Letty, one of my teachers, went to Mexico, Letty went to a place where they did farm to table for a retreat. Now that's what I'm talking about. If I ever do go on a retreat, I think it would be with Letty. Like, a farm to table thing sounds fabulous. I still don't have a passport, and I still haven't gotten my vaccination. As I've said on previous ones, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to get vaccinated. It just seemed that when elderly people couldn't get them because they were running out. I don't know. It just seemed very strange to me. When I went online, I could see that only certain people and like celebrities could have them. I don't know. That seemed very weird to me. So yeah, I'm definitely going to do it. I like how I added definitely and then I hesitated. I'm going to do it. I just don't know when. Hopefully I'll get that before Noble Street Festival. If you didn't know, I'm going to be at Noble Street Festival. That's July the 3rd. It's pretty much an all-day event. So come on out and check out my booth. I might even have a giveaway drawing or something. I don't know. That seems like a lot of work now that I said it out loud. Like, you know, extra stuff to keep up with. Or maybe I could have like a raffle. Is that legal? I mean, gambling is not legal here. So I know that raffles happen because that's technically not gambling. But I wonder if I did a raffle, if they would push that like I was gambling or something. Or if I would have to like... They're going to come around at the end of this event and they're going to want us to pay a percentage. So I wonder if a raffle would count as a sale. I guess it would have to. And by the way, I'm not trying to figure out ways around paying taxes. It's just like, who knows what's going to happen there. I know I'm going to have a lot of customers, but there's no telling what the weather will do. There's no telling what kind of sales I'm going to make or not make. There's no telling. So I'm going to try to go right into the event without having expectations. And with yesterday being so sporadic, I'll say, I think I want to close this particular podcast with just a little bit of grounding meditation. So make yourself ready. We're going to have a little intermission, an interlude, if you will. And I'll give you a moment to get ready so that we can get grounded together. Let's do that. Prepare yourself for your mindfulness. Either seated or lying down, eyes open or closed, just get comfortable. Today we let go of judgment. Judgment against ourselves and judgment against others. As you become aware of your body a little bit more, just take this moment to scan your body and listen in for places where you may be holding on to tension or you're holding on to pain. Ask yourself, what do I need right here and now? Direct your awareness to the rise and fall of your chest. And notice the quality and the depth of your breath. If you would like to count the length of the inhalation, you can then match your exhale, counting the same number to the exhalation. And if you're seated, your spine is tall, pressing the crown of your head up to the heavens. If you're lying down, your spine is neutral. Check in with your thoughts. Bring your awareness to all things that make you feel grateful. And then bring your awareness to people who make you feel grateful.
Notice a shift. A shift in your thoughts. Letting your arms and legs become heavy. Just notice. Because they're not heavy or light, they just are. Whatever you're feeling. Visualize a tiny pebble in a great lake. As it dives from the surface to the bottom, effortlessly, sinking, sinking. Until finally landing. The pebble lands at the bottom of the water, secure and grounded in the same way. The same way you are grounded now. Secure. You are grounded. Notice what comes up for you in this moment. And then shift your awareness back to your breath, back to your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Notice your heartbeat. Take this beautiful moment and remember your heartbeat, your breath. You are here for a reason. To fulfill a wonderful destiny. That is meant only for you, because you are a wonderful, unique, divine soul. As you bring your awareness back, remind yourself of this. Remind yourself that you have a wonderful journey still ahead of you that is filled with beauty. If you're still holding on to tension in your neck, gently just turn your chin over your shoulder, gazing east and west. And maybe roll your shoulders up, back, and down. Take a deep breath in. Open your eyes when you're ready, if they are closed. And greet your day with peacefulness. And open yourself into a new possibility. Be happy and be healed. Be free. Namaste.